And now we'll turn back to the news. Were you ever any good at mental arithmetic? It seems that today's teaching does not encompass this in the same way, but it is making a comeback. Then, to challenge your brain again, the City Council is investing in new software to run the city's finances. On a different note, the theft of lead from churches seems all too prevalent, and a scheme to provide 50 churches in the region with alarms gets underway. Primary school children could be quizzed on their times tables this spring during trials of a new government test. Education ministers reveal plans to bring back the multiplication checks, which will be taken by 8- and 9-year-olds in England last autumn. But the Department for Education has said it will now trial the test this spring, ahead of a full rollout in 2 years. It is understood that about 290 primary schools and 7,250 pupils are expected to take part in the trials. It'll be the first time there has been a standardised times tables test for children since at least 1944, when the Education Act was introduced. While supporters say it will ensure pupils know their sums, critics have raised concern about the educational benefits of the move. Times tables are taught universally, but at what level and what extent is down to the head teacher. This is another example of teaching to test, which can take away some of the enjoyment. Schools across the county can voluntarily take part in the check next June, and it will become compulsory from the year 2020. The test will last a maximum of 5 minutes. School Standards Minister Nick Gibbs said it would help teachers identify pupils who required extra support. This will ensure that all pupils leave primary school knowing their times tables off by heart and able to start secondary school with a secure grasp of the fundamental mathematics they will need to fulfil their potential, he said.
Norwich City Council has signed a 5-year deal with software firm Advanced to kickstart the digital automation of the authority's financial and HR operations. The council says the upgrade will improve working practices for staff, deliver more efficient services, and replace ageing and disparate systems unable to keep up with the council's digital strategy. It includes advanced government approval, financial management software used by 24% of UK local authorities, and an integrated HR management solution from MHR used by 32% of UK local authorities. Anton Bull, Director of Business Services at Norwich City Council, said, "Replacing our finance and HR systems is a vital part of our journey to an digital by default model."
More than 50 Norfolk churches thought to be at high risk of being targeted by lead thieves are set to be alarmed by the end of next month. The drive to safeguard the future of churches in the county from criminals who look to steal valuable lead from roofs has been launched as part of the Raise the Alarm campaign. The scheme, which is spearheaded by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, and supported by the Bishop of Norwich, has already received £250,000 to help equip the most vulnerable churches in the county with alarm systems. But in addition to the £250,000 already donated, which includes £100,000 from the PCC's office and £50,000 from the Bishop, the public have also dug deep in their pockets and have so far helped to raise £19,840.77. Public contributions to date will mean that at least 6 churches in Norfolk can be fitted with alarm systems, which each cost around £3,000. It is hoped that 55 of the 135 churches in the county deemed to be at the highest risk will be fitted with alarms by the end of March.
Innovative projects headed up by doctors, professors and students at a Norwich university have been recognised. The University of East Anglia's Innovation and Impact Awards celebrated those who go over and above their higher education roles. Dozens attended the ceremony, which was attended at the Sainsbury Centre last week and was hosted by the university's Chancellor, Karen Jones. Award winners included an eco-friendly fashion brand set up by former students and the team behind the Norwich Crime Writing Festival, which is due to return to the city in September. Fiona Lettis, the university's pro-vice-chancellor for research and innovation, said the impact that UEA, staff, students and alumni have on society, culture and the economy is truly incredible. We had many worthy nominations in all of the award categories, and the level of innovation was high, causing the judging panel much deliberation. She said the awards celebrated the university's pioneering research and innovation, which made an impact locally, nationally and internationally. We hope we can help fellow and future UEA students who would like to set up their own social enterprise or ethical streetwear ventures and think that this award reflects our ability to help others and continue to grow in the future.
It has helped capture a wanted man and uncover a cannabis factory containing more than 700 plants and is one of two new crime-fighting eyes in the sky over Norfolk. Norfolk Police has doubled its drone coverage from 2 to 4 of the high-tech machines following the success of a 3-month pilot scheme launched last year. One of the two new drones comes with thermal imaging equipment, which is able to fly at night and which has already proved its worth in catching criminals in the county. Recently, more than 700 cannabis plants were seized by police from an outbuilding at North Pickenham near Swaffham after the thermal imaging drone, which cost about £8,000, was sent up to try and spot a heat source. While at the end of last year, wanted man Philip Johnson, who had breached the terms of his licence, was put back behind bars after he was caught on camera by the drone trying to flee from police. Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green has pledged to give officers 21st century tools to fight 21st century crime, said more drones have been brought in following a successful trial.
And now for our first feature. I imagine there was a time when the old gas holders were thought of as a fairly ugly necessity. However, now they are no longer necessary. They may unaccountably be seen as icons of the past. Mary Ash's viewpoint is read by Sophie Yeomans.